Pulling up to the front door at Horizon High, you might think you have the wrong address. The school building is a strip mall, down the street from Target and Pick and Save on the outskirts of Madison. Horizon shares a parking lot with a pizza parlor and a yoga studio. And when you walk in, no lockers, no hallways even.
It's not really big.
It's got two couches, two chairs, and then
within seconds, 14-year-old student Dez gives me the tour. There are only four rooms.
Art, bathroom, kitchen, classroom.
It's an unorthodox location, but then so is the program. In a lot of ways, the kids who attend Horizon are like their peers, but with one key difference. Here's how student Ken describes the student body.
We're just kids. We make stupid mistakes. I think everyone's made stupid mistakes when they were a teenager that they regret. Whether it's, you know, overdosing on drugs or having a stupid haircut, they're it all. Every person is different on their issues.
I talked with a 17-year-old during his break from a pickup basketball game. Yes, during school hours. We'll get back to that later. Like his Horizon classmates, Ken doesn't go to a neighborhood high school because he's struggling. The kids here are working through alcohol or substance abuse, and in many cases, mental health issues. Ken deals with severe depression, anxiety, and a family history of drug abuse, all factors that put him at high risk for developing substance issues. That's why doctors referred him to Horizon.
We're all at our last point here, and that's what I think most recovery schools are. You're at your last chance, for the most part.
Although this small Madison school might be a last chance for these kids who are referred to Horizon for help, the environment is anything but doom and gloom. The kids smile and crack jokes, they seem comfortable with each other and with the staff. There are only 15 students along with one teacher and two teaching aides. And no 2 days are ever the same. Back to explain is my tour guide, Dez.
In the morning, academics, lunch, and then group. And then Tuesdays, we do group in the morning, and then academics, and then in the afternoon, we do.
Although the school schedule varies from day to day, it always includes academic instruction and group therapy. Kids here learn math, reading, science, social studies, your typical high school subjects. But they plug into each subject where they can. They're working on credit recovery because, as Director Tracy Gall puts it, addiction doesn't follow a traditional school calendar.
We take kids any time of the year, and the minute they start at our school, they start to earn credits. And is that easy for the teacher? No. It's so hard because you constantly are recreating the wheel. How are we going to get this kid with this math skill and these low reading scores in to fit in with the whole group?
The job of piecing that puzzle together falls to head teacher Ketrick Lehman, or Ket, as the kids call him.
We have ways of just sort of making sure everyone's being taken care of at the same time, even though maybe three different areas of a class are being taught at any given time.
Senior Erin appreciates the individual attention she gets at Horizon, from her teacher as well as her peers.
Well, it's not always easy, don't get me wrong. Like, it's definitely not easy, but Ket has a way to, like, explain it, and then we have...
Ket adds he's not as concerned with how the classroom might look or what kids know as much as how they learn.
I want them to turn into people, mature adult people that make good decisions, that are whose critical thinking skills are gained from the education that they receive at Horizon, not necessarily, you know, a volume of facts that they retain. It's more critical thinking skills that can be applied to any situation in life. That's the goal, and that's what they need.
Another thing Horizon students need that they can't get in a traditional school setting? Treatment. The Madison School carves out time for therapy every day. Certified counselors lead group and individual sessions to talk mental health, social life, family, anything going on in the kids' lives that could impact their substance issues. Student Ken says group is one of his favorite aspects of school at Horizon.
I'm struggling, but I'm not the only one. I can look at other people and, you know, they might have different problems, but we both have the same issues going on. We're all struggling and we all care about each other, so we just kind of help each other out.
And when they're not in group therapy or working on their studies, students get to let off some steam. For example, during that pickup basketball game in the middle of the day.
What's the score? Who's winning?
Once a week, Horizon staff take the students to a neighborhood health club. Sometimes they'll even get lunch at the nearby mall as a special treat. Director Tracy Gall says she tries to incorporate the gym and similar field trips to teach the kids healthy habits. Life skills, she calls them.
Do you feel like the mom kind of in some of these situations?
Oh yeah, they call me mom. I had one call me grandma. That really ticked me off.
Gall says students in recovery have extra needs. so it takes extra attention and resources to get them through school. That often means extra money, too, something many recovery programs struggle to find. Schools like Horizon are generally private programs. They rely on outside groups for funding, so budgets aren't always stable. In fact, two former recovery programs in Wisconsin had to shut their doors because of funding issues. To increase access for students, some state lawmakers hope to fund another recovery program like Horizon. I'll report on the challenges of starting a second school tomorrow during Morning Edition. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.